Nolte, good news. In 10 years, Batman and Superman enter public domain. By John Nolte on January 18, 2024. In about 10 years, Batman and Superman will enter the public domain. This is good news. When these icons are wrenched from the grasping hands of leftist multinational corporations, we have a much better chance of once again seeing both in some decent content. The Disney grooming syndicate lost control of Steamboat Willie this year and, by extension, that version of Mickey Mouse. And now? A sad fact of Hollywood is that while superheroes never truly die, all copyrights do, laments the far-left Hollywood Reporter. The DC characters are the next major expirations looming on the horizon. Superman and Lois Lane will enter the public domain in 2034, followed by Batman in 2035, the Joker in 2036, and Wonder Woman in 2037. After Steamboat Willie and Winnie the Pooh entered the public domain, we were hit with some cheapo horror movies based on those characters. I'm fine with that. Still, let's hope a serious artist takes advantage of this public domain windfall of Superman and Batman and creates some serious art that honors these characters and creators instead of perverting them into drag queens and postmodern smugs. Imagine Superman and Batman being like Dracula and Robin Hood, who have been in the public domain for decades. Sure, we've seen a lot of crap results from that free-for-all. Still, there have also been a number of terrific productions we might not have otherwise seen if one multinational corporation enjoyed total control. Come 2034, Superman will be available, but not everything associated with the Man of Steel. Initially, Superman didn't fly. He could only leap. The genius idea of kryptonite came later. Those things will pop into the public domain one at a time. Over nearly 50 years, Warner Brothers has delivered a few good movies from these characters, but a whole lot more garbage, especially of late with the crummy DC universe. As far as the comics, who doesn't want to see the rights wrenched from the shickos who made Superman gay? Hollywood has become the enemy of normal people. Everything is meant to queer our kids, propagandize, lecture, and insult. The result has been the death of art, of creativity, and the universal themes and values that once tied our culture together. That's why I consider this good news. As I've stated before, I'm not a big fan of creators losing copyright. Walt Disney created Steamboat Willie, so the Steamboat Willie character should remain with Disney's company. Superman and Batman are a little different. They were created by individuals who are long gone. Those creators might have worked for DC, but that's something entirely different from their legacy living on through a namesake company like Disney. Only good can come from having a thousand Supermans and Batmans bloom, especially the ensuing competition. One of the reasons these characters have been so ill-served of late is the creative monopoly. If you're the only one who owns Superman and Batman, you don't have to work so hard if the public can only come to you for Superman and Batman. But if there is competition for those Batman and Superman dollars, then you have to work extra hard to make those characters appealing, and that should be the end of gay Superman. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. I find myself reading less and less these days as all pop culture, books, movies, music, have degenerated into simplistic content that tries to beat you over the head with a message. That being said, I found Borrowed Time to be refreshing and delightful with complex characters and a messy, authentic world. Also, I have to commend you on your idea of what heaven looks like. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven, but I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason version with Doreen and Hokey, to be true to those characters and sublime. Reader email. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.